We spoke yesterday about the chiyuv, the animamin of that we mechake the Mashiach. We asked the question, was not enough just that Emuna, that Mashiach will come yet, should have to wait. And we started grappling with that question. And we asked the question, what does it mean to wait for Mashiach? Why do we want Mashiach to come? What actually are we talking about here? And we said you have to know what you're waiting for, and you have to be waiting in the right way. Otherwise, that's not called waiting. The marshal of the guy standing at the bus stop in Beit Shemesh waiting for a flight to London. That's not called waiting. So that's what we want to grapple with. And I'm done Daf right at the top. Not Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. I don't think we started there. Okay, let's start from there. So he says the Mataral of Ayeh Satvarim, with the goal of clarifying these issues, Reishis Nagdir Mal Tochna Ha'amiti Shel Atzipia LeGula. First, we have to define. We have to be clear. What does it mean? The genuine. What does it mean? The waiting, the tzipia, the anticipation for Mashiach, for the redemption. Lo Titochen Tzipia Amiti Shel LeGula Koloi Yudi Einu Ma'amin Ki Hu Ye Ze Asher Yizkeh LeChush Es Kirvus Elokim, Atzuma Shetieva Isai. Before we go into that, just have to remember one thing we learned yesterday as well, is we asked ourselves why do we think Mashiach is going to come now, when all the great people whose shoulders we're standing on couldn't go and Zoichet to be Mashiach, and they did everything they could do, and there wasn't enough. So why do we think it's even relevant anymore for us that we should be Zoichet to see the Gula? So he says, yeah, the first thing you need to know that you can't be genuinely waiting for Mashiach, for the Geula, called Zman, you don't have Imuna that you are going to be Zoiche to feel the incredible Kirvus Elokim, the incredible closeness and connection to our Kodesh Baruch Hu that will be by then, when Mashiach comes, going to be enormous, enormous closeness to Hashem. If you don't believe you're Zoiche to that, that doesn't mean you wait, that means you're not waiting. Mishayne Machake Labias HaMashiach, Hareihu Kaife Be'emunus Kedushis Yisrael. Somebody's not waiting for Mashiach, he's kaif in the Gedusha of Yisrael. When he ma'amin ki hu atzma miyoid l'gedoylus v'netzoyres v'liyoyis kalosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't believe that he is destined for enormous greatness and that he is be'etzem the kal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Darim zei toiv b'matzove hanochachi. His situation is yoter pochot fine here. I'm not yesh lo po v'sham tzarot ketanot v'gedolot. Nachinam, he's got problems. Big problems, little problems, a bit of suffering here, a lot of suffering there. Ach ba'ifen klali ledaita atoy hamatzav baitov. In his incorrect perception, the situation is not bad. It could be worse. I mean, I've got a lot to be grateful for. Harei lekachu, ki shefiyosov hein katnas v'menasios. He's got very small aspirations, spiritual aspirations. כל עוד שלדייטה הוא מסודר במעמדו החברתי והכלכלי. כל זמן, he's מסודר. You know, he's got a panosa, he's got a nice family, he's got pretty much, you know, got a good life, but don't need too much. He's missing the enormous desire, the strong desire to be a Devar Hashem. What's the fun of Kususim ben rushing in front of Hashem in the wake of waters, flooding waters, Kashem Shirotsu Lifnima Boisa Vakadosha, like our fathers ran in front of Hashem. Uchosa Gaguim Vakisufim Leyomim Atoivim, Behem Tamigdash Omer Al Tiloi, Vishchinas Ezeinu Ayisa Migalelana Bakol Tifoto. He's lacking the yearning, the desire, the missing of what it was when a Beit HaMikdash stood and the Shekhinah radiated all top for him. And the Jewish home was a place of Shekhinah and it was covered and respect and honor amongst people. There was Gilu Shekhinah everywhere. It is not missing there.
Because
if he doesn't have those aspirations, if he doesn't have those yearnings, then essentially he's been kaifi in what it is that a Jew is, what Kedushas Yisrael is, what Godless is, what it means to have a neshama. He's thinking small because he just doesn't have the musag of who he is. Somebody who's waiting for Yeshua's Hashem looks very different. He knows that his tachlis and his goal in life is to be like Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. What can he do if his body is getting in the way and his Yetzirah and the Shibud HaMalchus and the Lachatz of the day of getting through and all the problems and everything he's got makes it unable for him to express the enormous pounding he has in his heart to serve Hashem, to be an Eved Hashem? He wants to, he's struggling, he's frustrated because he can't. He can't find himself, he doesn't find place for himself in such a matzav. He's standing there, mamash, when am I going to be with Hashem again? When am I going to be able to show Hashem the enormous love I have for him? Every day where he yearns to grow. Now remember, we see yearning from the performance. The yearning is a healthy, the simcha dika yearning. He's not walking around miserable and depressed because he's yearning, he's not getting what he's yearning for. That work has to be done before you get here. Otherwise your yearning and your frustration is going to lead you into a miserable place. This has to be done with a full-hearted simcha. But he's yearning. He sees he just can't get it right. He's waiting for the day to come where he can express himself fully. But the imunah, the love, the godless that he has, the genuine greatness that he's walking around with can be fully expressed. That's what he's waiting for. The Sabrim Alechem Megadol Yisrael Shazalkum B'Kodesh Ayisal Insob Mepam Lepam Beforim Nidochim Behem is Goyrel Yehudim Chutim. There's a certain God, all these two people used to go around all the little villages and whatever, to machazik people and to give them chizuk. These people, they were farmers, they were growing cows and chickens, and they lived simple lives. When also tell a chizuk and when also lived the uladabi v'lima and the nachamam, you went to give them strength to uplift their spirits. What was the problem with Rashi Yudifri? He met a yid living on one of the farms there, and the guy suffered terribly from the goyim, the parutz and the landlord, and they lived. There was a feudal system, it was a very difficult life. It was Bilo Yisudi ki bekor of Yom Mashiach v'yikaches kolan eretz Yisrael. So we went to give him a chizuk. So he said, listen, you know, very soon Mashiach's going to come. You're going to take us there to Israel. You don't have to bother with the blame anymore. Shami Elan, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Just hang in there. Wait. It's any minute now. So this simple yid said to the Rav, Sha'amna matzoyis and matzoyis chayin v'anav. What you say makes sense. I hear what you say. Ach, any of them, ma'ahu yase ima meshek sheloi to shiyo v'mashiach. But if Mashiach comes and I have to go to Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be with my farm? What's going to be with what's going on here? Re'eichel ha'shir et ofosoi v'bayim v'sagefka. I can't just leave my animals and chickens or whatever, so I'm just to feed them, take care of them. I'm responsible. I have responsibility. V'lechein alav yoyitz v'ishto. I have to speak to my wife about this. Im hi achein maskima l'kach. It's a good Jew, you know, you check with your wife first before you do any radical things. This is a story, by the way. This is a joke, but I mean, it's yeah. So after a while, Chozak Afri in Chuvosa Hagoinis Shal Reyos, he came back with a genius solution that his wife came up with. She suggested she raised for Kashelem Lazoves Hameshek. can be very hard for them to leave their farm. Too much here, they invested here, they lived here for a long time, they've got animals to take care of, they have a life here, it's not easy for them to leave. So she's got another solution. She had tzaddik, this Rav, if he would nirkesh me a Mashiach, she kaches agoyim l'eretz Yisrael, v'niach lehem kan, the top of Meshek. But what's the problem they're suffering from? The goyim are driving them to sugar. So you want to take me to Eretz Yisrael? Can't, because I can't leave my farm. So I've got a better solution. Take the goyim to Eretz Yisrael and leave me here with my farm without the goyim. It means I have a good life here. I've got my farm, I've got my animals, I've got my wife, my husband, we've got a good life here. What's the problem? The goyim. So do me a favor, get rid of the goyim and then my life will carry on beautifully. Sipur zeh, malach chiyuch al sfateva. The story brings a smile to our lips. Obviously, it's a joke about it, but there's something very deep lurking here. We also like that. We're that guy. We don't have chickens, we have other things. Our greatest achievement for Mashiach to come is that he'll take away the suffering. He'll go talk to the bank manager. He'll deal with the shakonim, he'll deal with the cheder rebbes, he'll deal with the besyang, all the problems that we have. So Mashiach will take care of that, and then I can have a good life, because essentially my life is fine except for these two problems that I've got. As Yesh Tzerech Lalo says, Eiches HaTzepiyah L'Gula Kefi Shenivah. We have to take our yearning for Mashiach and elevate it quite extremely. This is what was asked yesterday. What does it mean, Mashiach? What are we waiting for when we want Mashiach to come? What actually are we waiting for? Are we waiting for someone to come and take the Goyim to Eretz Yisrael so we can live properly? Take the Arabs and move them somewhere else, somewhere away from the Arabs? But what exactly do we want Mashiach to do for us? Why do you actually want Mashiach to come? What do you need Mashiach for? That's a hard question. If you find a few moments alone, sit down and ask yourself, what do you want Mashiach for? That's an interesting question. Just as an aside, is we know that Shabbos is Main Olam Haba. Shabbos is a taste of the next world. In the 6 days of the week, that's this world. Shesh Yisamim Taseh Malach Techo. Yom HaShabbos, that's Main Olam Haba. So what's Yom HaMashiach? Well, what do you need Mashiach for? When Mashiach comes, you won't need Mashiach because you'll have everything else you need. You'll have the Gilu Shechina, you'll have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. What do you need Mashiach for? What is Yom HaMashiach? And where does it come to the realm of Shabbos, of the week? So, the Pashas Zecher is that Yom HaMashiach is Yom Tov. That's what Yom HaMashiach is. It's primarily Yom Tov. What's Yom Tov? Yontav, Shabbos, if you haven't prepared, that's it, it's too late. Shabbos comes in, you haven't cooked, and malasot. You don't have hot food, you won't have hot food, there's nothing you can do about it. Yontav, you can cook, you can produce, you can produce certain things, so malachas you can do. Machal nefesh. So that's your Mosul Mashiach. Your Mosul Mashiach is you'll be able to do all the things you couldn't do because Mashiach wasn't yet. Shibura'umus, it's horrors. You'll be able to serve Hashem properly, but what? Only what you started. Only what you've started. Yom Tov as well. You can only cook if you lit the flame before. If you haven't lit the flame on Yom Tov, you can't cook. So then it becomes the same as Shabbos. You can cook, but only what you started before Yom Tov. So that's what Mashiach is going to be. It's going to be the ability to do everything you wanted to do in Ruchnias. And you started, you tried. You opened the Gemara, you battled, you struggled, you managed to break through one half Amud, half Nain. You started, fine. So then carry on. When Mashiach comes, you'll be able to do it properly. But what you haven't started, you're not able to start when Mashiach comes. That's why Mashiach comes, you don't accept Geirim. There won't be any Geirim when Mashiach comes because you have to start before Mashiach comes. Okay, that's just a massage, just to get a taste of where this fits into the Marechet. Okay. Musabim Shehudi Echad Nichnas Ela Admo Mikotz. Certain Chosid, certain Jew, went into the Rebbe of the Kotzker Rebbe. No, he was Ma'od, not Harif, he was Ma'od, he was a big mitva. The Tina Lafona Vestzaru Kiyesh Lo Bayot Be'emuna Ve'yihure Kfira Mitganovim L'moicha. Hold it. He's got a real problem in Emuna. He has all these thoughts of Kfira flying around in his head and almost stealing his mind. He can't function. Honor a Rebbe. גם אני איני מאמין באלוקים. So the Rebbe said to him, I also don't have belief in Elohim, using the word Elohim here. I was shocked that the Rebbe doesn't believe in God, what are you talking about? The Noichat Tmiyah Soi Shal Oisi Yehudi, Oisi for Rebbe. He saw that the Yid was shocked, oh, the Rebbe doesn't have belief, what are you talking about? So he said, Elohim Shulcha and any Ma'amin. The God that you have in trouble believing, I also don't believe in him. Your perspective of God, the way you understand God to be, I don't believe in that God. That God also don't believe in. That's the same in our subject. When our yearning for Mashiach is what? Is he'll take away my suffering and my worries about the future. It means my life will carry on exactly as it is. I won't have any of the problems. Gan Eden, whoa, that's a schmuck. So is he, ki lo, hivonu klal ma'u Mashiach. It means we don't understand what Mashiach is. We don't know what we're waiting for. We're waiting for a plane at a bus stop. The Mashiach Kaze and Enu Machakim, that's not the Mashiach we're waiting for. Mashiach Kazu, and that's not the Mashiach I'm waiting for. Hashiva Shalanu Tzrichas Yez Haba Yez Gedoilos. We have to expand and grow our Sheifas, much bigger than that. Makifas is Kol Mahusa Shalam Yisrael Vakesha Shalem Hashem. It includes every aspect of the essence of what a Yid is and of Klal Yisrael and the relationship we have with Hashem. The Shuv. ומייסה בחוסית שסעינן בפני הצמח צדק מדוע משיח עדיין לא הגיעו ועלו אני כל כך מחכה לו the חוסית came to the Rebbe and said to him, the צמח צדק came to him and said, oh, I don't understand what she's not coming, you know how much I'm waiting, I'm yearning for Hashem. אז הישיב לו הצמח צדק בחריפוס, he gave him, boom. We talk to people like that today, you know, let it be חריף today, you know, I said, please, don't say it the way they used to say it. He said, המשיח שאתה מחכה לו אף פעם לא יגיע. You know what your problem is? The Mashiach you're waiting for is never going to come. ולמשיח שאכן יגיע, the Mashiach that will come, you never waited for him. So you got no hope. Because the Mashiach you're waiting for is never going to come. And the Mashiach that will come, that's not what you're waiting for. ראשי אמרנו משיח, that's what we said. משיח אינו גול מצורס וסבל גרידה. Mashiach's not going to take away it. He's going to do that as well, but that's not what we're waiting for. He's not going to just be taking away your problems. Tzapir amitis le Mashiach hu tzapir lahakshim es kol ha-shi'ifas ha-ruchnias. The proper waiting for Mashiach is a waiting for Mashiach so that to actualize and bring out and do all the enormous spiritual aspirations that I have, that are burning in my heart, sh'enei matzlichim lagishon b'shel tzar v'yisur ha-golos. Because of the tzar of the golos, because of the problems that I have, I'm not able to actualize my spiritual potential. That's why I'm waiting for Mashiach to come, because I want to be able to actualize who I really am, and I'm yearning for Mashiach that one day, yeah, I will be able to do all these things that I'm aspiring to do. I don't stop aspiring to them. I don't stop yearning for them, but in the actualization of them, I'm very hampered because of the golos. So I'm davening to Hashem to take away, to bring Mashiach that to take away those problems and enable me to actualize myself and become fully fledged who I'm supposed to be. That's what I'm waiting for Mashiach for. The way he once said it, I don't know, he said it in the yeshiva, I remember, I don't know if it's in the book, I don't remember, I haven't seen it for a while, was that right now we're sick, and we're going through tipu. It's like we're in a hospital, and tipu can sometimes be painful, and sometimes they're suffering, but we're happy, because we know we're getting the tipu. Mashiach will come, he'll take us out of hospital, then we'll be able to do what we were meant to do, but being in a hospital, you can't do what you're supposed to do, because you're in a hospital. But you're getting the treatment that you need. Ah, the treatment's painful. But I'm not miserable. If you're waiting for Mashiach to come and make you happy, you're going to be really miserable then. Mashiach's not going to make you happy. Mashiach's going to give you the ability, if you want, to do what you're supposed to do. That's all. Astov. Kufman Bess, right at the bottom there, the heading is called Amifchan Ha'acharon. The final examination, the final test. Achadayna shayla ba'ein omedes. We have question still stands. Im kaimas ba'em a sibet she be'ikvoy soya noichel aniach ki achein anu roim lekabel is b'em a shayla ba'ein. It's So far, that's why we're waiting for Mashiach. But the question remains, do I really, really genuinely believe that I'm worthy to greet Mashiach? That Mashiach will come because of my little puny efforts. But Shumala Kachi, the answer is like this. Marshal Adam Hanifchan Besideris Mifchanim Likras Has Aksharosai Limiktur Musuya. The guy is trying to become some kind of a qualified at something, the machine what? And he has a whole series of examinations. Everybody knows the final examination is usually the hardest one of them all. You know, the board exam, internship exam, the what do you want to call it? Guy spent 7 years studying to be a doctor and he learned. Now comes the final, boom, now they're going to test you on everything you've ever learned and see whether you're going to pass or not. So that's the hardest test. We saw that by Abraham Avinu as well, that the Akedah. The Akedah was the hardest of the 10 tests. I'll bring into that now why it was and whatever the same other tests that seem harder, but I'll bring into the Akedah now. But you see that the last of the tests is always the hardest. And that makes sense. Kachem, when I adore in Gambin, he's saying this, Shakarish Bochum, I'm bringing this a Klal Vesaprat. And he's saying, Achoran, you are Kashmukula. The test that Hashem gives, the individual and the Klal, the last one's always the hardest. Kach gam muve besorim akadoshim al nisoin akadu. Oh yeah, he says it. Told you I haven't seen this for a long time. Shehoye asiri benisoisof shalav avinu vay nisoin akashim akula. Oh, that's the akadu was the hardest of it all. Niten loima. Ki vishivim ashanim achroinim. For 70, well, a little bit longer because this was 20 years ago, so 90 years. 85 years. Klal Yisrael omed b'hatzlocha b'shnei mivchanim kashim b'yoisa. Klal Yisrael withstood two very, very difficult nisyonos. They withstood it very well. And the tafkid of this generation is lamed b'hatzlocha gam ha'mivchan ha'shlishi shekenire yi ha'kashim ikula. We now have a third test which is going to be harder than everything. המבחן הראשון התרחש בזמן השואה. The first מבחן happened with the Holocaust. יהודים הועבלו להקד את יצחק, אבינו בשייסה. יהודים מוסרס נפשם על קדוס השם ועולו לקורבן ריח מכוי חישה להשם. Even gave up their lives, קרקובונס, they went, ממש לקיצר גבינו, to the הקדה, they gave up their lives, אז קידיש השם, and the קורבן went up, ריח מכוי חישה להשם. עמוד הבריח המסייפי, המתייחס לחלק הבוידו, שוב בחינס הקבונוס, that's the avoider, the ניסיון of avoider, and that's בחינס הקבונוס. זו חלק האבוידה מתוך שלושה עמודים, שלם היום אומר, the world stands on three pillars, avoider, תאוי גמילס חסודים, and the avoider of the מייס הקבונוס, they tell you so, they gave up their love, it's כדי שושם לקבונוס. המבחן הבא אחרו, הולה נזדהיתי, he says in his opinion the one that came after is Kuma Medina the Kufa Shachareya, the founding of the State of Israel and the period after that. Hayazois Mifchan HaTorah. What does he mean? What was the Nisoyin of Akamas HaMedina? What's he talking about? Hayazois Mifchan HaTorah. Mazik Peshut HaTorah. Meyemos Yois Israel Lagoy Doime Shelo Hayematzev Shebo Yehudi Hayegei Biyadusa Lelo Torah. Oh, What was the problem with the founding of the state? And we're getting political now. Not political at all. You want to talk politics? I don't have anything to say. But the danger, and this, the Begoyim spoke about, there were two dangers. This was the spiritual danger that Begoyim spoke about. There was never a matzav of Klal Yisrael ever where they had Jewish pride that wasn't connected to Torah. In other words, you can be proud of being a Yid completely menutak from Torah. There was never such a thing before. The other tragedy of that. That a Yid's a Yid, and he's proud to be a Yid, but he has no Shaykhs to Torah. He has no Shaykhs to Torah. What are you a Yid? What's your claim to the land? You don't have a claim to the land, because the Torah is the claim to the land. The Goyim said that. It's not that's a Tana that came from an Arab. He said, and you don't go out believing your own Torah, so why do you have a Tana in the land? And the bottom line is the danger, the terrible spiritual danger that happened with them inner, was that you have a Jewish pride and a Tukra Torah. כל התורה יהודי שלא היה לו קשר לתורה, לא היה נחשב למומר. up to that point, a Yid who didn't have shaykhus to Torah wasn't with anything. ולכן יהודי שלא רוצה לעזור בסדר המקובלות, ולא לשמור לתורה והמצוות, היועץ מכלל ישראל. It's well known, somebody who had a nisoyin, whatever, he wanted to break away from Klal Yisrael, he didn't want to keep the mitzvahs, he didn't want to walk in the ways of Torah, he used to leave town, he used to leave Klal Yisrael. Ayam mishtamed, rachmana litzlan, or midgayre b'ketzayriya, gayre b'ketzayriya, he would baptize himself, rachmana litzlan, he would join the Christians, or he'd live on the outskirts of the town, and he was resigned, he was a shmata, nobody had any cover for him. ובדרך כלל יהפך ליאס המל שינו המויסה של יהודי העיר. In all the stories, he usually became the troublemaker of the town. He would be the one that John would favor with the goyim by speaking and being moisa the yidden to the goyim or whatever. הוא היה מרוחק על ידי העיר ונחשב למוקצה מחמסמיאס מדודו ומושפו. He was a low life. No one had any respect for him. והנה אם קומה מדינות, קם דור של יהודים, הגאים ביהדותם, גם ללא תורה ולא שמירת מצוות. בקומץ המדינה, you had a situation where people, without any Torah, without any שמירת מצוות, had big Jewish pride. זה מאוד מסוכן. לא הייתה דמו של יהודי חדש, וזה new Jew in the world. אני עושה סממיני לאלוהים חיצוניים בלבד. היזה ניסיון קשה ומה הניסיון שלי פה חלל עם רבו. Many people felt because of that. Good people lost their way very badly because of that ניסיון. המטב על עמדו בזמננו אחוז התפעלו הסמידלכם החדשים של היהודים במידי נסון. אבל זה הגדיל את ניסיוננו ללכס בדלכם ולפרק אול חס וחלילה. Came an enormous magnet. A lot of kids went after those ways. You see a yid, he's doing whatever, and he's living in Eretz Yisrael, and he's very proud, whatever, and he's got no shaykhus to Yiddishkeit, and a lot of kids threw off the old Torah, and went in those ways, and we see that today, Baruch Hashem, the kids are coming back, the grandchildren are not coming back. Although that was at the Kufa, there was a terrible, terrible nisoyin for Klal Yisrael. If I learn your history, you'll see. ועמדנו גם בנסוין זה בהצלוח, וסתר שי נותנו נאמונים לשם לתורי סבאי סמדים. Baruch Hashem, we see that we won that war as well. The Torah world is thrived and sprouted and grew and we were stood at Baruch Hashem, a wonderful, beautiful Olam HaTorah today in Eretz Yisrael. Hakamenu yeshivas, banimu moistas Torah, v'kol ha-Torah mehaded, v'bat ha-medrosas bat ha-knesses. Baruch Hashem, we have shuls and yeshivas and beis yankets and chedorim and Baruch Hashem, what a rich Torah world we live with. Who would have imagined 50 years ago you live at Beit Shemesh? Because just look at Beit Shemesh. With all its problems and difficulties or whatever, everybody at certain degrees connected to Torah. There's nobody who's just Mazet Torah. No, everyone's got his shaykhus somewhere to Torah. What a difficult thing to see. The whole of Eretz Yisrael. Lumazois, at Sionis, at Smonelemis, Voileches. The ideological secular Zionist movement hardly exists anymore. You can't find it. The Koshi, you don't find it. It doesn't exist. Amadina Kulo made us of Krei Hatarnan Nagolet. I don't know what that means. If it doesn't sound like a good thing, which we're going to translate it, it doesn't sound like it's a good thing. Gamma Oilam Agoish Chuf Eine Reichish Covered Ludi Israeli. In the Goyish world, except for America now, in the last few years, because of Trump, got a little bit of cover from the Goyim, but the Goyish world doesn't give too much cover to us. The whole Malka Boilam, the Nechshav Ke Ezrach Misug Bet, but I'm Alon Choyshim Larech Yisraelene Mashiach Bavanaseini Yoldu at the time. Wherever you go as a tourist in the rest of the world, hotels are scared to take Israelis. We don't have a good reputation wherever we go. Shuv Ein Zeich Eloi Segaiba Sheifa as Yisraeli Lifnei Shneistok. That gaiva of what it was that we had in the Hamas Medina, and after that some of the wars, when we were kids in South Africa during the Six-Day War, whatever, wow, as a gaiva, Yasha. Today you don't have that anymore. You don't have that anymore. The world looks at you. I remember the goyim of Mamash came, they came into my father's store, they were Mamash, they bought him presents after the Six-Day War. There was such a and such comfort for the hidden there. And we felt proud. Be connected to the Medina. And then today you don't have this. Today you don't have that. Today you're just trying to defend your life, and God forbid you hurt somebody who's not the whole world, the United Nations has to call emergency meetings, and you spiel, and you let, so it's not so possible what's going on with that anymore. But in the meantime, we want the Torah is mamash thriving. So what's the mifchan acharon? What's the over? So okay, fine. So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we have to pick up what's the mifchan acharon. Those two mifchanim we withstood, and therefore that's not our main avoider. We have to understand what is our avoider and what's the third mifchan, which will be connected the amud of chesed. What is exactly there? Okay, so sorry, I went out of time. We'll stop there. Now, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Unless there's any questions or whatever. Now,
Rav, can I ask? What do you mean that there's no secular Zionism today? It's driving. There's so many Jews that are proud just to be Jewish and not learn Torah.
No, I know that, but the that's because you're in Chutz Laaretz.
I'm in Eretz Yisrael.
No, I'll tell you now what you find in Eretz Yisrael. I meet people, I speak to them, you talk to taxi drivers, you go around, you speak to people. The ideological concept of Zionism, okay, is dead. Who are the leaders today of the Zionist world? It was the Labour Party. The Labour Party just disappeared, it doesn't exist anymore. There's no deep ideological movement called secular Zionism. It doesn't exist. You have over a million Israelis living in Los Angeles. You know, the kibbutzim, they're not ideological places anymore. Most of the kibbutzim today are capitalistic movements where they're out to make bucks. The ideology of that door that came back here, 1948 and before that, that had an ideology of creating a Jewish country, a Jewish state that would be proud to be Jewish. They wanted to menatek from Torah. They don't want any shaykhs with Torah. But there was a Zionist movement that was going to build the land, it was going to grow the land, we're going to protect all the Jews from all over the world from anti-Semitism. That ideology doesn't exist today anymore. That's dead. You'll find Jews today, for sure you'll find Jews today, that are very proud to be Jewish. But it's not a Zionist thing. If you scrape a little bit below the surface, you'll see that they're reconnecting to their true heritage. It's very hard today to find a Yid whose mum is proud to be an Israeli. Really proud to be an Israeli. They feel meduchdach, they feel like the country's let them down, they don't have panosa, they're paying too much tax, they're working too hard, the security of the country is alapanim, these guys are throwing bombs at us, missiles at us whenever they want, the government can't stop it. They're ma'od, not happy with the situation the way it is, and that vibrant ideology that they had in the early days of the Medina, that doesn't exist anymore. If there's any ideology, it's today, it's through Torah. Or it's coming back through Torah, or it's connected to their traditions. You find a lot, especially in the Negev, Olive, a lot of Yidden are very, very traditional. They you know, they talk about having public transport on Shabbos. These Chilonim are dead against because they want to have their Shabbos with their families. They don't want the kids rushing.
Isn't that the point he's making, those kind of people?
Sorry?
Isn't that, those are the kind of people he's talking about, people that are proud
to
be
Jewish? No, he's not talking about those kind of people. No, he's not talking about those people. No, he's not talking about those kind of people. Those people are not vibrant, ideological, secular Zionists. They have a strong respect for their religion. They are traditionalists. They're proud Israelis, despite the fact that they're not shaykhs to Yiddishkeit.
They still have the problem. They failed the test of the Nisayon of Torah. They're not learning any Torah.
The Tinek Shanishpa in Achinami. There's a thing called Tinek Shanishpa. Of course, they didn't fail the test. They were captured and they weren't part of the test. They weren't tested. Somebody stole the test from them. And Achinami, that's cool. That's why today all those Yidden and all the Yidden, the secular Yidden all over the world, there are very few exceptions. There are exceptions, you have to know. There are exceptions that don't have a Tinek Shanishpa Din, but most of them today are Tinek Shanishpa. I'll tell you another thing.
Those people were born from the Zionist movement. They are a product of that movement, so it wasn't a failure. We didn't pass that test.
I don't know if they were a product of that movement. I don't know if they were a product of that movement. We'll see. That's not so possible. That's another whole discussion. We have to...